This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1793. Baruch Hashem, dated Chav Zayin Menachem of Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. And the Rebbe first responds telling him that the write-up of the previous Rebbe about his imprisonment, his experience in his imprisonment, has not yet been published. And as soon as it's published, B'li Neder, when it will be published, it will be sent to you. So the Rebbe said, it was pleasant to me to read in your letter that your daughter promised you that she's going to run a household and to conduct her holding as a Jewish daughter in the Jewish tradition. But the Rebbe says, it's known, the ruling of the halacha, that when there is an opportunity to find out, don't rely on a chazaka. This is Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, in Hadehagor. So the Rebbe says, don't just allow for the assumption that she's actually going to do it, but find out, make sure. Especially, the Rebbe says, with a matter which is important for generations and generations of generations till the end of the world. And that's why the Rebbe says, I'm allowing myself to remind you again, to arouse you once again, that when it comes to family purity, minimally, you need to know for sure if she is familiar, if she knows the matters that it entails. Now the Rebbe says there is actually books that are published in English, in the language of the country, with all the laws and all the details, through the Young Israel, or something like that. The Rebbe says, while in earlier years, there were those that were embarrassed to talk about these matters. It's like personal matters, going to the mikveh, and, you know, before you have intimacy, so this was something that people did not want to talk about.
Right.
But the experience has shown us that on the other side, they speak and they print all matters that defile the mouth, and they speak all kinds of languages, everything, they publish everything. And the Rebbe says they actually get prizes for some of their publications. Now, the Rebbe says, in a light way, the word preisen almost fits in with pritzis. Pritzis is promiscuity. The Rebbe says, and now, when we want to talk about matters which are important to the soul of the parents and their children, so now, all of a sudden, the other one comes in, which is the smart one. They call the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, they call him the Klugenker, because he is sort of a sly, tricky kind of a guy. And he remembers, you're Jewish. Jewish people are people who are sort of shame. They are a kind of modesty. Just to try to get you, don't talk about these matters. It's nishane. It's not appropriate, you know. So, but the Rebbe says there's no need to prolong in this. The Rebbe brings down here from the Talmud, from the Gemara in Nedarim, and references the Maharsha over there, as well as the Gemara in Yevamos. There is this three measures that the Jewish people have been exemplary. They exemplify these three characteristics. Their abbreviation is Gever, Gimel Beis Reish, which is Gemilus Chasodim, Baishonim, and Rachmonim. That were specifically the Yidden are exemplifies in them. So the Rebbe says like this, this measure of compassion and the measure of acts of kindness those are from birth. They come from the days of Avraham Avinu, the matters of kindness, the matter of compassion. However, that measure of Baishonim, this modest, see, that only became, it's not really, Baishonim is not modesty. I'm having a hard time translating the word Baishonim over here. Baishonim is translated as shy, people that are shy. That only took place at the time the Torah was given. And the Rebbe gives says this answers a tremendous, a problem that one would have in the Tanya. In the end of chapter 1, he says that the characteristic of compassion and act of kindness, but he doesn't mention over there the act of shyness, he doesn't even use the word chulu. And the reason is like above, because over there he's talking about what we have from birth. From birth we only have compassion and act of kindness, but that level of shyness, of Baishonim, we don't have that. So what is the lesson for all of us? That being shy needs to be fitting to that which we were already been given an oath to from the time of Sinai, where the Torah was given to the Bnei Yisrael. But there, when the Torah by Har Sinai, over there, the Jewish people got this characteristic of being shy. But had it not been for that, for the Torah, and if it's not fitting within the Torah, then we're not shy. The Jewish people are considered to be the most, they are the most bold of the nations. They're not shy. They're bold. This is in the Gemara, in Beitza Chafei Beis. The Rebbe says, for sure, forgive me for all the above. My intention is just for the good. The main thing is they should verify, and you should put effort in that making sure to the caution the above. As our sages of blessed memory have said, that words that come out of the heart will enter the heart. I'm blessing you for good health for you and your wife and for all your family members. And a special regards to your son, may he live, who visited me together with you. And I am interested to know in what ways did he become closer to God, our God, during this period. That for sure he has been more, becoming closer, even more, as the saying of our sages of blessed memory, always go higher when it comes in holy matters. And we are coming closer to the time of Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach, and the end of our galus with blessing. So here you see how much the Rebbe is trying to make sure he's saying to this person that while she promised, or you think so, don't leave it at that. If you could find out, encourage and make sure it is available that she follows through on that. And the Rebbe says, don't use, it is not something which is uncomfortable with, I'm too shy to discuss this kinds of topic. The Rebbe says, when it comes to this, the Jewish people are bold. It's only later on that they're shy when it comes to the levels of Torah. But when, within Torah, but when it's necessary to make sure that the Torah is followed, then we're actually the boldest of the nations. And the Rebbe ends with blessing to him and his family members.